community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, I've actually got Joanne Raymond. Hello, Joanne.
Hello, nice to see you.
You're very, 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 very nervous, aren't you?
I am really nervous. Be gentle with me.
I'll be gentle with you, don't worry. Now, you're the operations manager for Frontline Partnership.
I am newly enrolled. Newly? Yes.
How long have you been in the role?
About 3 weeks. Oh, but I have been with Frontline for a very long time.
So, what? I know this is not what we're here to talk about. What do Frontline actually do?
Frontline's an organisation. It's a charitable organisation that's set up to work with adults with learning disabilities. We have a horticultural project called The Gates.
Yeah.
We have drama project. We have a cafe art project. And we run cafes 3 days a week. So on a Monday, a Wednesday and a Friday. They're open to the public for anybody to pop in. And supporting that is the Hours Worth Employment Scheme. And that's supported employment for people with high complex needs, really.
So, oh, really? Really?
Yeah, so it's all good stuff.
So that must keep you busy.
It does, yes.
So what possessed you to take on this marathon? We're going to discuss the marathon now. You're representing the Tuesday Club of Sawyers Church. And then running a marathon on April the 1st. Yes. Why were you doing that? Why?
Yeah, well, I have to say, this is all down to David, one of our volunteers. It was his idea.
Blame him.
Yeah, completely his fault. And the idea is, obviously, some of our guys have some challenges. Yeah. You know, they might be doing this in a wheelchair, or they might be using walking frames or whatever. Yeah. And the idea is that each member will do half a mile, so that together, 52 people will do 26 miles.
Ah,
therefore,
it's
making
marathon
it
with a twist.
A marathon with a twist. So
very clever.
Yes, yeah, well, I think so. And yeah, all down to David. So if it goes horribly wrong, it's not his fault.
So you're right. Actually, I know you're raising money for the building for the future.
We are.
What does that entail? What are you actually raising money for?
Right. Building for the Future is the rebuild of Sawyers Church. The site it's on at the moment is wonderful because it's really in the heart of the community. But what we found is that we've just outgrown the facilities because they do so much community-based work they need a bigger building to be able to do all that from. So we need to raise a tiny amount, £2 million. This is our contribution, Tuesday Club's contribution to Building for the Future, and you know, to give something back to Sawyers Church because they have given so much to the guys that come along to Tuesday Club. So yeah, this is our opportunity to say, behind you type of thing.
Now, I know the church, because I was talking to the Brentwood Gazette guys a few weeks ago, I know the church is going to be huge. We were discussing that on air.
Yes, it is.
So that's going to cost quite a few bob, isn't it, really? That's
£2 million.
A lot of money. That is a lot of money.
Yeah.
So what you raise is going to go towards that one.
Yes.
So obviously you need to raise as much money as you possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely. As much as we can.
Right, we'll see what we can do, shall we?
Lovely.
This interview is going to go on the website, on the Drive Time page of the website.
Right, excellent.
Now, if you obviously want people to turn up and watch all these people do their half mile.
It is a community kind of thing that we're doing. So yeah, the more people from our community, all of the community that can be involved, the better it is, really.
So is the route that the marathon's going to take on April the 1st on the website that I'm about to mention?
No, it's just on the high street. So from
it's down Brentwood High Street itself.
Literally, we've paced out and we know exactly how.
Oh, you should be inundated with people then, to be honest with you.
So yeah, and we've got the PCSOs joining us, and so it's going to be, hopefully, and some of the church family will be joining us.
Oh, no, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, hopefully.
Now, if anybody's listening and they can't turn up on April the 1st to watch you and cheer you on and donate on the day, can they donate via sawyerschurch.org?
Yes, I'm sure there'll be a link there that they can go to and donate. And there's certainly telephone numbers that they can phone through, and they'll be advised the best way to do that.
Fantastic. Well, as I say, this interview is going to go on the Drive Time page on the website. We'll also put a link to the sawyerschurch.org website on our website.
Lovely.
And we'll try and help you raise as much money as we possibly can, because you're right, the Sawyers Church do a lot for the community.
Yeah, and across all the age groups, which I think is fabulous. From the smallest person to the oldest person, and everywhere in between, and just community.
It's
going to be amazing to reach out to so many more people.
It will, and the size of the church as well, because they were looking at putting huge seminars on there, and also I was just gobsmacked at the size of this church that the Brentwood Gazette was saying.
It is amazing, but Brentwood is an amazing community.
It is.
So it deserves an amazing facility to promote that. So
Well, Joanne, thank you very, very much for coming in this afternoon. As I say, that will be on our website, possibly a little bit later on today. So if you're looking to give to money towards this, to sawyerschurch.org, you can go there straight away, or just go to phoenixfm.com a little bit later on. Look at the drive time page, and I'm sure there'll be a link on there. Thank you very much, Joanne.
Thank you very much.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.